The Trading House power plant has been operating since 1970, but it hasn't been hooked up to the grid for the last couple of years. The plant was powered by two natural gas boilers, but their age kept them from being competitive in the electricity market. One of the two boilers was demolished this morning. Miranda Kahn is a spokesperson with Luminant.
One of the last significant steps, though, in this demolition process is to implode the shells of the boilers that are out there. And we do that one by one, and then we can more easily take the remaining materials and recover them.
The second boiler will be demolished after debris from the first one is cleared, which could take a couple of months. Kahn says there aren't any definitive plans, but Luminant has received air permits to build two natural gas combustion turbines at the site.
So in anticipation of future more favorable circumstances, the company took this step to position itself so that we could quickly add new generation to the market when those market conditions improve.
Kahn says it's not clear when those conditions will improve, but construction would happen if and when it makes financial sense to do so. In a statement, Luminant projected that the new turbines would generate between 420 to 460 megawatts of power. By comparison, the new coal-fired power plant in Riesel produces about 900 megawatts of power. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.